Again, Merry Christmas. This gospel is my favorite of the gospels that are read for Christmas, because it talks about the angels coming when Christ is born, and the first thing they say is, "Do not be afraid." And if we ever needed that message, today is the day we need the message. Because so often when you turn on the news, I'm like a news junkie. And it's a bad thing to do, is be a news junkie, because all the news is pretty bad, isn't it? And lately it's even been more bad, you know, the fights, the divisions, the wars, the Ebola. You fill in the blank. Every time you turn it on the news, there's something to be afraid of. And yet, the angels say then, and those same angels say today, do not be afraid. Why? Because in the city of David is born, did you get the next two lines, next two words, is born for you. That God came and was born for us. That's why we don't have to be afraid. Is because God is on our side and God is for us. And even when times get rough, even when things like everything seems like in darkness, God comes and says, "No, I'm in charge. No, I am with you. I am for you." And when you focus on the reality that I've preached on this, I love to preach on those two words for you on Holy Thursday. If you go back throughout the years, one of the homilies is just on those two words for you, because that's what Christ says when he gives us the Eucharist. This is my body for you. This is my blood for you. And so from the very beginning, when God announces my son is coming and he's here for you. And so when Christ was born, he was born for you. And why was he born? He was born to set you free. So think about those things that hold you in bondage, the fear that you have. He wants to set you free from your fear. Think about the sin that we talked about at the beginning of the Mass. He came to save you from that sin. Think about how often we think the sin has an upper hand on my life. I can't let it go. Well, of course you can let it go. You don't just let it go for yourself. You give it to him, and he can take it for you, because he is for you. So he was born to set you free. He died to pay for the penalty of your sin, right? This year, like every year at Christmas, we give you a nice little ornament. And this year, our ornament's a little bit freaky for some of you. It's going to be like, I don't know if I like the ornament. It's on purpose. The ornament you're going to get is a little nail, right? And the nail, we talks about when he was born to die. We can't separate these two, because he died for you. And this is what it says. It says, the Christmas nail. I am the Christmas nail to be hung on your tree, hidden to all eyes but those of your family. I remind you of the baby Jesus whose birthday draws near. He died on another tree to save us from fear. May his obedience to God give you power to know that he will always help you in your life here below. And he does more than just help us, and that's what this is about. That he paid the penalty for that sin which you've hated in your life. He paid the penalty. That means he took it all. You often think you have to do it. That's what Christmas is about. He came to do it for you. And we got to be grateful. And so he was born for us, he died for us, and he lives for us, or for you. Today, in this very Mass that we all celebrate, at this very altar, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe will say, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body for you. So again, that when happens, when he gives his life for you tonight, he lives for you. And what has to happen, it isn't if God is for us. Of course he's for us. Of course everything he does is for you. The question is, are you for him? Can you this Christmas come to him and say, Jesus, I live for you? Jesus, I live for you as you lived for me. And I live for you, Lord, because I know that you've loved me. I know that you gave everything for me. And how could I not love you who have loved me from the beginning? Jesus, this Christmas, I want it to be for you. Jesus, my life, which you gave me, I want it to be for you. And when you and I respond, when he looks at us and says, I've done everything for you, and we can look at him and say, Lord, my life and everything I am is for you, now we've bought into the reality of what love is. A life for a life. The God of the universe came and gave his life for you. You and I need to come, not just this Christmas, but every day of our life, and give our life for him. Will you do it? When you do it, you'll be free of fear. You'll be free of your bondage. And you'll have true life. That's his promise. It's up to you, though, whether you respond. Everything I do for you, Jesus says, tonight may be the night that you say, everything I do, Jesus, I too do for you. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. I don't know if you knew the two words my whole homily was based on. Do you remember? For you. Thanks. I just wanted to make sure it was one of those things. Did you get it? Are you already sleeping? No? Okay, good job. Let us stand and notice when we say the creed tonight, we have to genuflect where you usually bow, okay? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth,